Emily's List, the pro-choice political action committee, is launching a national campaign called Run to Win. It's aimed at recruiting and aiding thousands of pro-choice Democratic women around the country in running for office and helping them to win. And now they're here in Phoenix to hold an in-person training for potential candidates tomorrow. And to talk more about this, I'm joined now by Muthoni Wambu-Kral. She's the Director of Training and Outreach for Emily's List. Good morning, Muthoni.
Good morning.
So first, tell us a little bit about this program, Run to Win. What spurred you to start this?
Well, thanks so much for having us on today. Thanks so much for having me on. Look, Run to Win is a direct response to the reaction that we saw from women all across this country after the November elections. And many organizations like Emily's List and so many others around the country in the states were hearing from women in large volumes about their anger and frustration and the fact that many of them wanted to do something. And look, for a lot of them, doing something meant stepping up and running for office themselves. So this was really in line with what Emily's List does already. We have always been focused on recruitment. We have always been looking for progressive leaders all around the country to run for office and to step up and to lead. And this really was an opportunity to take this energy and now really move it into a program that is not only designed to train, but to politically advise and assess candidates from city council to the legislature.
Right. And you're doing these trainings, it sounds like, all over the country. Who are you seeing coming out?
We are seeing women who want to step forward and help lead their communities, and we are up to over 10,000 women who have responded to our Run to Win effort, and it is exciting because there is a variety. We were excited after the Women's March training in D.C. That we held directly the day after the Women's March in Washington D.C. to have a room that was over half the room was under 35, women who were under 35, and the diversity of women from different ethnicities and geography was immense. And again, it is a true reflection of this fact that this reaction is throughout the country.
Right, right. And so what parts of the elective process do you feel are really tripping women up most? Is it fundraising? Is it the time commitment, public scrutiny?
I think that the first two in particular have most definitely been historically a part of the barriers that many of them experience. And it is, frankly, a lot of what is built into the Emily's List training is first and foremost unpacking a process that for many of them, they may not have seen their story represented yet in their elected government, which is why we are so intentional about trying to recruit wider and deeper, because we absolutely need a variety of lived experiences to serve in public office. So, you know, there are the barriers around money, perceived and real, are absolutely one of the things that we hear. And the time commitment, when you are looking at a country where a good portion of these women are the heads of household have a lot of responsibility on them, that the time piece of this can at times be daunting. But that's also why we are looking to help them really take a strategic to help guide them strategically around the types of offices that exist, and that not all offices are built the same. Not every office that you run for even requires you to, you know, have to fly to your state capital, and that many of the places where they are most needed are right there in their own communities.
Right. And so you're looking at small offices, city council level, and then up and up?
All of it. I promise you, there are offices that many women have never even thought of. For example, and I think this example can apply here in Arizona, but when I was in California, I had a woman stand up in our training room to say, ladies, water is power here too. And you are in the state of California, and running for any of these offices that have to do with water is a really important job, and it is a powerful job.
Muthoni Wambu-Kral is the Director of Training and Outreach for Emily's List. Muthoni, thanks for speaking with me this morning.
So happy to do so. Thank you again for having us.